Okay, so this exercise is called the parts disidentification exercise, looking at the wise mind. And so what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfy, uncross your legs and arms, find a comfy spot for your head. If you're comfortable, close your eyes. If not, just stare at a spot high on the wall. And so just for the first few moments, I'd like you to do is just breathe nice and deep and slow in through your nose and out through your mouth. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through your nose, and out through your mouth. And all you're trying to do by focusing on your breath is help ground yourself into this moment, to help pull your attention away from any distracting thoughts, memories of the day, tasks that need to be done, just to come back into this moment. Just noticing your body, the contact with the furniture, noticing your breath, and just trying to stay in this moment. So as I'm quiet, just take a few moments to really focus on your breath, trying as best you can to stay in this moment, connected to your breath, connected to the rise and fall of your chest, the rhythmic nature of your breathing, connected to the sensations in your body, the contact between your body and the furniture. Good. And throughout this exercise, continuing to stay connected to your breath, the sensations in your body, contact between your body and the furniture. And what I'd like you to do, just in your mind's eye, just off to the right-hand side of you, perhaps shoulder to shoulder, just right there, off to your right-hand side, I'd like you to form an image of your wise self. Your wise self is your rational self, your reasonable self. It's the part of you that enables you to problem solve, to plan things, to reason. It's the part of you that when you have the impulse to do or say something to yourself or someone else, where you refrain and you think about the pros and cons of that. Your wise self is the part of you that guides you to do the things that are in your best interest, to push yourself when you feel overwhelmed. It's the part of you that guides you to make the telephone call, to say hello, to go out and meet people when you're feeling nervous, doubtful, or feeling bad about yourself. So I'd like you to form an image of this wise, mature part of yourself. And this could be a human or non-human. It could be someone or something you know from movies or books. It could be someone in your life who you admire and respect, even if you knew them for a short period of time. Someone you really looked up to. Perhaps someone who was wise, calm, reasonable, balanced, mature, non-reactive. It could be a character, like I mentioned, from books or movies. Whatever it is, just to try to draw a picture in your mind of this wise, mature part of yourself that we all have. And this part of you may be older, younger, the same age, taller, shorter. This part of you may look like you or different, like I said, male or female, animal or human, real or imaginary. Just go with whatever comes to mind. It could be simply a presence you feel, an energy. And if you can imagine running into this wise, mature part of yourself on the street, can you imagine sitting down for a tea or a coffee or a drink with this wise, mature part of yourself, what would that conversation be like? Would you enjoy it? Would you feel inspired? Would you feel repulsed? Would you want to stay for a long time, or would you want to get out of there? Would you enjoy the experience, or not so much? Would you find the presence of this wise, mature part of yourself calming and soothing? Would you yearn for more? Try to really use as many of the senses as make sense to you. To really picture, to really feel what it's like to be in the presence of this wise, mature part of yourself. And think for a moment how, having cultivated this part of yourself over the years, how you've benefited, how it's helped you, how it's guided you. And when you think about the wise, mature part of yourself, what are the qualities, or the attributes, or the strengths, the gifts that you find most helpful? What are times where you've turned to the wise, mature part of yourself to help guide you? Just thinking about a few recent times. Good. And I'd like you to take a moment to really connect with the strength, the strongest attribute, with that wise, mature part of yourself. Feel it there to the right-hand side, shoulder to shoulder. Feel yourself. Feel the strength, the wisdom, whatever it may be, the calm. And now what I'd like you to do is to shift your attention to the left-hand side of yourself. And I'd like you to bring to mind the part of ourselves we all have, the reactive part of ourselves. It's typically a less mature part of ourselves, typically driven by emotions or beliefs, or values that we no longer hold. So this reactive, typically less mature part of ourselves tends to be more emotional, less reasoning, more impulsive, more judgmental, more mean and critical, quick to judgment, quick to snap conclusions. And this forming an image of this reactive part of yourself, again, maybe human or non-human, inhuman, it may be real or imaginary, male or female, younger or older. It may be an earlier version of yourself from childhood, and if it is, try to identify the age you connect it with. If it's something else altogether, just try to imagine, when you think of those qualities, what age you would ascribe to it. Is it bigger, smaller? And if you were to have a conversation, if you met this part of yourself on the street, and you were to have a conversation, how would this part of you talk? Would its voice be calming, soothing, shrill, fast? How would it sound? And when you think about this part of ourselves that we all have, there may be a time in your life where it was helpful. Maybe being reactive, maybe being impulsive was beneficial. Maybe it protected you in some way. There's a reason it existed. The reason it came into formation. Generally, it serves us in some way. Sometimes, when we're younger, if we can criticize ourselves, if we can judge ourselves, if we can push ourselves, nobody can hurt us more than we hurt ourselves. If we can be perfect and push ourselves, perhaps we can get acceptance, praise, love, a sense of belonging. There's typically a reason why this reactive part of ourselves evolved. Sometimes, in a twisted way, it helps to protect us. So when you think way back then, what benefit did it serve? How did it help you? Forming an image. So now jumping forward to today. Is this reactive part of yourself serving you well today? Is it helping you? Is it guiding you towards a state of courage, of calm, of confidence, of strength? Is this reactive part of you helping you be the best version of yourself? Or is it perhaps holding you back? If you sat down for tea or coffee or a drink with this part of yourself, would you enjoy the experience? Would you find the conversation inspiring or repulsive? Would you want to leave or would you want to stay? Would the time move slowly or quickly? Would you want more of it? Would you feel inspired? And so now what I'd like you to do, keeping that part of yourself there on the left-hand side, again, standing between the wise part of yourself on the right, the reactive part of yourself on the left, and I'd like you to think about a recent situation, either past or upcoming, where you might engage in self-criticism, judgment, self-deprecation, name-calling of yourself, judging yourself, putting yourself down. So just bring to mind either a recent situation or an upcoming situation where this may occur. And I want you to imagine for a moment how the reactive part of yourself is going to speak to you. What is it going to say when you think about this situation? What is it going to say about you? About what you're capable of, what you should or shouldn't do, what you can or can't do, what you're worth? What are the things, How loud does it sound? What does the voice sound like? Can you feel the impact in your body from those words, those judgments, that criticism? Can you feel the impact of that self-loathing? Do you notice it? Tension, tightness, heaviness, nauseousness, whatever it might be, your chest, your tummy, your head. Do you feel yourself getting small, overwhelmed, saying, I can't? Do you notice the paralysis? So what I'd like you to do is just notice that and just mentally move it off to the left-hand side. Move it off ever so slowly, taking some deep breaths in and out. It's not going anywhere right now. It's just there on the left-hand side. You're just moving it away from up close and perhaps in front, off to the left-hand side. It may be touching you or not touching you. It's just off to the left. Take some deep breaths. Imagine an octagonal red and white stop sign with the letters stop. Take some deep breaths. The feelings of judgment, criticism, shame, self-loathing, as you breathe, begin to lessen. The reactive part of yourself is stepped off to the left. Remembering, those are just words. They're not truths. They're just words. They're just habits. A habitual way of talking to yourself. Habitual way of seeing yourself. It's not the whole story. So just taking a few more moments, see that stop sign. Everything comes to a halt. Breathe. And now I'd like you to take a moment and listen to the wise, mature part of yourself that I know is there. I know it's there. Because you're observant. You're self-reflective. You have insight and awareness. You study people and reactions. You have refrained from certain behaviors in the past that were harmful to you. So engage that wise, mature part of yourself. A part of yourself that's able to make choices, to work when you don't feel like working, to exercise when you don't feel like going, to eat some regular foods when you don't really feel like it. And yes, not all the time, but the majority of the time. Trying your hardest to make choices. So picture that wise, mature part of yourself. And when you think about that situation, envision who it is that emulates that wise, mature part of yourself. I want you to imagine, take some more time in your mind to imagine what a reasonable, wise, mature part of yourself would say to you about that situation. Whatever comes to mind, it doesn't need to be perfect. how could that wise, mature part of yourself encourage you to come out of your shell, to take a courageous step, to move into a place of discomfort so that you can grow and change? Confidence comes from doing things that are scary, and evaluating with compassion how we did and what we do differently next time. Courage, confidence comes from doing. So how can that wise, mature part of yourself encourage you to take a courageous step? What can it say? What can it remind you of? What too can that wise, mature part of yourself say to you that's more compassionate, kind, accepting? Even if it doesn't fit well at first, feel comfortable. Just allow your mind to open up to come up with some of the words. Something that you would say to a friend that would be soothing, calming, compassionate, and understanding. Something you could say to yourself to acknowledge a level of acceptance, but not resignation. Acceptance for perhaps right now, I have a little more anxiety than I'd choose to have in the future. Perhaps right now, I weigh more than I'd want to weigh in the future. Perhaps right now, I have more self-doubt and criticism than I would like to have in the future. This is the way it is right now, but not forever. Whatever words are meaningful to you to convey acceptance. Acceptance, this is the way it is now, but not forever. Compassion for the pain you've endured, the suffering, the struggle with anxiety, with self-doubt, criticism, perfectionism that manifests in self-soothing through food. Have some compassion for your pain. You know how distressing it's been. You know how troubling it's been. Offer yourself some compassion. Yes, these exercises may seem foreign, uncomfortable. They'll become more comfortable the more you practice them. So again, that wise, compassionate, more mature part of yourself, are there any other encouraging words you could say to you when you think about this situation, recent or upcoming, that would inspire you to do things despite the anxiety, do things despite the self-criticism, to move out of your comfort zone? And now what I'd like you to do is, you know and I know, the reactive, immature part of yourself is not benefiting you. And so what I'd like you to do is just to imagine either moving it back or stepping forward away from it. Whatever distance for now you feel comfortable with. It could be a few meters, a half a football field, a community away. Just imagine stepping away from it or moving it back. back into the distance, far, far away. It's a part of you with increased awareness you can distance yourself from. As you appreciate more and more, the benefits are limited. It's not helpful. So just take a few more breaths to bring yourself back to the room around you. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes.